Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're live from Grilling Studios. We've been talking fish toppers and other crazy items. Being that this is a leap year, we've taken leaps in areas where we probably shouldn't have gone, to say. But we're back. So chutney is a mixture of stuff that is a great topper for fish. And Shasta has brought a recipe from Old World Olive Company for chutney. So break it down for us.
Yes. So chutney is, like you said, it's a combination of stuff. And it usually is a spicy or a savory. Sometimes you can get a sweet chutney like a mango or a pineapple. If we're staying along the lines of fish and seafood, one of my favorites is a lemon garlic chutney. And that one you can kind of tone down the lemon and up the garlic or vice versa, depending on what you want to do. But the gist of chutney is that it consists of a vinegar and it consists of sugar, which is different than, say,
a salsa
or a tapenade.
And you cook it.
And you do cook it. Yep. So this one has a couple cloves of garlic, some fresh ginger, golden raisins, lemon, salt, pepper, the Sicilian lemon vinegar, and some sugar.
And I think, pardon me, but I think chutney almost always has raisins as well.
Typically it does. Yeah. Now, I've made another one that doesn't. It's a tomato-based chutney.
Oh.
And so that one is
we'll
kind
cover
of
that one too,
fun
right.
too, which is a whole, yeah, it's a whole different area. But
so give me those ingredients again for your first one.
So you've got three cloves of garlic, a tablespoon of fresh ginger, 4 to 5 tablespoons of raisins, bunch of lemons, salt and pepper, Sicilian lemon vinegar, and sugar.
Did you hear that, Job?
Mm-hmm.
Fresh ginger.
Yeah.
Did you shave her?
Or was it Marianne?
That was last week. I told him to get some shaved ginger, and it kind of ruined the segment.
Well,
we went off.
Anyway, I'm not sure it was worth bringing that back in. But,
I don't know. We
maybe
left
it was. Right, yeah, maybe it was.
Lost
but
that
anyway,
podcast
ginger,
too. Right?
Ginger is a spice, if you will. It's a root. That I use in a lot of cooking.
I love it.
Yep. Mm-hmm. It's a great. It's almost a floral profile a little bit.
And it's got a little heat to it.
Kind of yeah.
And it's excellent for you if you've got an upset stomach.
It's
right.
really healthy for
you.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah.
And that's why you want the fresh ginger.
Absolutely.
Don't bring that powdered stuff out because it's not the same.
It's the same as fresh olive oil and not fresh
and
olive
if you're,
oil.
You know,
if you're going to eat it.
Right.
And last week we did tuna steaks.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to do any raw tuna, you have to have
fresh
shaved ginger.
Okay,
right,
so
right.
Let me reel this chutney back in because we got the ingredients, but we don't have the how-to yet. What are we going to do with it? How do you make this stuff?
So you're going to dice up your garlic, your ginger, your raisins. You're going to dice up some of your lemons as well. And then you're going to squeeze it all into a pan, heat it up for 50 minutes or so, 30 to 50 minutes. You want to get a nice simmer because you're going to thicken that mixture.
Okay.
And then you take it out, you let it sit for a little bit and cool down, and you can serve it right on top of your meal.
I like it warm.
I do,
on
too.
On my stuff.
I do,
it's the best. And if you have, like, fish, I use it on chicken.
Mm-hmm.
And when it's on the grill, if it's cold, because people make it up and then they store it, right?
Sure, sure.
Right. You don't make it that often. And
right.
It lasts forever.
Right.
It will not
so.
Rot.
Right, right.
Yeah. So, like, I'll just scoop it out on the grill. I'll hit coast. I might do that this afternoon, actually, with some chicken I'm doing. But
sure,
I'll just,
Emily will let you do that?
No. I'm the master of the grill. I stay out of the kitchen. So
more truths are
coming. What you can do with those chutneys is, like, if you're grilling and you have some in the fridge, you can buy it. Do you guys sell it?
We've dabbled in it a little bit.
Okay.
We find the tapenades usually have sold a little bit better for us, but
which are similar.
Yeah.
But you can just scoop it out on your meat and your profile, your proteins that you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Shut the grill off, close the lid, and just let it coast for 10 or 15 minutes.
Right.
And you've got kind of a gorgeous. It melts down. And
it'll caramelize on there a little bit.
There's pictures of it on thegrillingguys.com. You can see different things we've done with chutneys on them, and it's kind of it's almost more of a presentation than it is
sure.
a flavor profile or both.
Sure, a little bit of both.
So the tomato. Now this is completely different than a lemon garlic.
Yeah.
You're going with a tomato base.
This is kind of your basic chutney. This you can take in any different direction, just depending on the balsamic vinegar that you put in it. So the basis again of a chutney is vinegar. And if you want to make the best chutney, you get the best vinegar that you can possibly source. This one just uses.
Where would you get that?
There's a store down the road, Old World Olive Company.
Right. We'll talk about
there's
that.
There's a bunch of them.
Yeah. But this one, your base is tomatoes, a yellow onion, a little bit of brown sugar, a half a cup of balsamic. So you're using a fair amount.
What type of balsamic?
So if you want to just do a
18 year,
yeah. But this is where you could branch out. You could do a strawberry. You could do a jalapeno if you wanted to do something a little bit spicier.
Yeah.
So this is where you can kind of let your palate and your imagination run. Go down to the store and have one of the ladies, you know, kind of help you choose with what you're looking to make.
And that's a great suggestion because anytime I've taken anybody in there, I always do that. I'll just do it myself because it's usually busy and I don't want to, you know, trouble them. And I'll just want to find my own concoctions to say, try this. I don't know if maybe more than twice in 7 or 8 years that I've known you, have I mixed up a couple things and not liked it.
Right.
It's like almost you can't go wrong.
Yeah, you know. It's,
and it's an oil and a vinegar.
That's where the light comes on. I mean, that's where your palate just kind of takes a bunch of twists and turns, and you can kind of start to see what you would actually use that in an application.
And Randy found you guys like 9 years ago when the show was new.
Up in Rockford at your store, right?
And he came back and told me about it, and I'm like, that's not a word.
You know, vinegar store. What?
What are we gonna like, do with that?
Is it worth even driving down there? Yeah.
Yeah.
And we got there and we met you guys and we had a ball.
Right.
But then I'm tasting these and I'm going, wow, did you just rock my cooking world?
Yeah. It is. It's that's my favorite part of the whole experience of this business is watching people come in and they don't like vinegar or they don't drink olive oil and then you pair something and they just. You can just see it on their face.
Mm-hmm. Right. And it is a different experience. It's not something you need to get used to. It's something you need to get comfortable and confident with.
Right.
Because there's some incredible flavor combinations there that exactly what you said. As soon as you get that on your palate, it's like, wow, I could use this on this or I could use it on that.
And it's a similar experience when you go into an all-spice store.
Right.
It's overwhelming.
Yeah,
right.
It is. Yeah, or a microbrew beer store, right?
Right.
I mean, it's look, man, we're just talking all about the same
flavor
stuff.
Flavor choices
like
everywhere.
A real man.
That's right. So it's time for some man law. Now you're a man! A man, man, man! Now you're a man! A manny, manny, man! A man, man, man! You are now a man! You're a man! Now you're a man!
In law number 8. No one should ever steal a man's alcohol from that man's cooler. This is the only man law that suffers the penalty of death.
Yeah, is that right? You've not had the brother-in-laws that I've had then.
Want to bet?
They've taken the whole cooler.
They're all still living, too.
We've had this conversation for 15
years. They didn't deserve it, right?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, this is on 15 stations around North America, so don't.
Yeah, right. They're all still alive.
Say who they are.
Right. I'm a few beers down, but
I'm
all
safe.
Right.
He's in Florida.
But anyway, so Shasta, we've been talking a lot about this oil and balsamic vinegars. Can you talk a little bit about reductions?
Mm-hmm.
Because I think that really changes the flavor profile of these balsamics, and it might make some people a little more amenable to it.
Sure. The reduction, you can do it a couple different ways. My favorite way is honestly you can put it out on a sheet pan and let it sit.
Okay.
And it's going to just naturally evaporate all the extra water that's in there, the red wine vinegar. The other thing you can do is you can put it in a pan and gently heat it. Balsamic, you really can't ruin. I mean, the older it is, the better it is.
Doesn't it want to burn, though?
It can. So you want to keep it on a low heat and just enough to evaporate out to the
Would you do a double pan?
You could.
If you were safe.
Yeah, you could, but you don't need to.
Microwave it?
I would do it over a stove.
Right.
I would stick to a stove.
Because what you want to watch it, and what you're looking for is a more syrupy content than the watery content, and that's a visual thing.
Right. That's visual.
It's not a temperature thing.
Right.
You just got to look at it.
And you're dehydrating it.
Right.
Correct.
And typically when I do it, I'll take it and move it with a spatula a little bit so it doesn't stick.
Yep.
And then when it gets to that point where it's gooey and I can pick the spatula up and it kind of runs off in a stream,
then I know
I'm where I want to be.
Right.
But what it does is it concentrates the flavors in this as when you reduce anything, right? And to me,
it for some dishes, and fish would be one of them, it would stay on the fish better.
Sure.
If I have a reduction of it than if I were using just straight out of the bottle. And and you don't need quite as much of it.
You don't.
Right?
That's as you said, it's a very concentrated flavor at that point.
All right. Well, coming up next, we're going to bring this train to the station. So stick with us. We'll be back.